من الإنسان يفقه قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء، ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع، ومن قلب لا يخشع، ومن عين لا تدمع، ومن نفس لا تشبع، ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم افتح علينا فتحا مبينا يا رب العالمين. اللهم اكرمنا وأنت أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم أعزنا وأنت العزيز الحكيم. اللهم دع البركة والنور والقبول فيما نفعل وفيما نقول. اللهم اجعلنا من الصادقين، واجعلنا من المخلصين، واجعلنا من المخلصين، واجعلنا من أوليائك الصالحين، ومن جندك المنصورين. My dear brother in Islam and sister in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today we can, tomorrow we cannot. At this moment in our life, just to move for sabilillah, just to move to seek the knowledge of Allah, just to be in a gathering for sabilillah, you already establish a lot of goodness. When you walk for sabilillah, when you walk to seek knowledge, you are blessed. The earth underneath you is blessed. And if you die, you die for sabilillah. When you sit in a gathering like that, the first stage to set intention. And the intention should be to get closer to Allah, to get the pleasure of Allah, to increase our iman. And the second intention, iftiqar, to have the state of poverty, to be poor and humble to Allah, because now you're going to receive the ultimate gift, the gift of messenger and prophet, the knowledge of Allah. Whoever Allah choose, He give him the knowledge of Allah. How I prove that? The most chosen people in earth, messenger and prophet, what Allah give them? Houses, cars, money? No, His knowledge, His blessing, His to be pleased by. To make them pleased by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to spread the message. Lately when I talk about Allah, sometimes I feel I'm overwhelmed. I have no quality. I'm not good. I do not deserve to talk about Allah. And Allah so kareem, so generous. I do not deserve it and He give me. What else more than that? He gave me the ultimate to talk about Him, to talk about His knowledge, even if I do not have it. Today we are a winner. We are in the beginning of Rajab, the month of Rajab. And very soon, months of Ramadan, Sha'ban, and after that, Ramadan. I talk about it in Jum'ah today. And I want you to try to understand today. In a short time, I'm trying to gather a message. And I'm using the time to establish my case. Last week, we have this pilot, he dead, has no disease, no problem, just like that. The Air France, the people have vacation, they going home, happy, is dead. Death. To see somebody older, accident is no such accident. is a message, is da'wah to us, to da'wah to the believer. You are next. What are you doing? Rajab, Sha'ban, Ramadan, advertising. Allah advertise, Shaitan advertise, Dunya advertise, your nafs advertise. But the mu'min follow the advertising of Allah, the promise of Allah. And in Ramadan, we have Laylatul Qadr. The night better than 1,000 months, meaning more than 85 years. And in the month of Rajab, we have Isra and Mi'raj. But you see, Quran is one. The message is one. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want to tell us? I was talking to a taxi driver in Egypt, and he started complaining to me. And when I started talking to him about Allah, he asked me a question. He said, how come we forget what you're talking about? How come we forget? I'm not talking specific. I'm not talking something big. Very simple. I was reading to one scholar. Selling dog, buying dog, dealing with dog is forbidden. But Allah elevated dog in Quran. In the chapter of Kahf, the cave. Do you know why? The early scholar, because the dog was a company of a pious people. The dog get elevated. Just like that. And the other scholars, they take this as an example. How much, if you are for Sabilillah, is you so high? And what Allah want? He want us to be in a company of good people. This is what we forget today. The companionship. The companion, they call companion, because they company Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They sumiya sahaba, لصحبت الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command us in Quran, in Surah At-Tawbah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ أَمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Oh, you believe, have fear, have taqwa, and be among the people of the truth. Why? Because Allah created us, He knows us. If we're not going to be in the right environment, we drift. We get weak. We forget who we are. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command us to be in the right companion. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the companion of time. By this way, we go astray for 9 months. And all of a sudden Allah tell us, come here. Wake up. Rajab is coming. Sha'ban is coming. Ramadan is coming. Do good deed. Wake up. Develop yourself. Cleanse yourself. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said of the meaning of, between salah and salah is a cleansing. Between Jum'ah and Jum'ah is a cleansing. And between Ramadan and Ramadan is cleansing. It is musim al-ta'at. The time of good deed. Why? Allah tell you, come. Do something quick before you die. Today you can, tomorrow you cannot. The only thing you own right now is intention. That's it. Tawfiq in the hand of Allah. What is tawfiq? The ability to do. Do you need money? No. Do you need knowledge? No. Do you need strength? No. What do you need? I will show you right now what you need. Every year we talk about Isra and Mi'raj. And all supposed to be Muslim people celebrate Isra and Mi'raj. And how is it celebrated? Different sweet, different sermon, different things? No. You won't know really how to do celebration to Isra and Mi'raj to really understand what is it and what's the wisdom behind it. Isra, word Isra, coming from the verb Sara, which meaning traveling at night in high speed, a journey. To walk in high speed called Sara, somebody is walking fast. What about Mi'raj? To be escalated, elevated up. And what happened? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave da'wah in Mecca for almost 10 years. Situation is tough. Nobody helped him. His family against him. Society against him. And now, the most beloved comfort to him, his beloved wife, is dead. And she spent all her money. Meaning the comfort and money support is gone. In a few weeks, his uncle gone. The only political support in the Arabic Peninsula is gone. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he lost all the support. And now he go out from Mecca to Al-Ta'if. He go to give da'wah to the people of Ta'if. Give and take between 24 to 60 kilometers away from Mecca. According to the beginning and end of the border of Ta'if. Now he go give da'wah in Ta'if. They send the kids and crazy people to throw him by stones, to call him names, until they make him bleed. To the point, Angel Jibreel come, and the angel of mountain, and he tell him, Ya Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you like, Allah command me, do whatever you want. Tell me what you want. I close al-akhshabayn. I close the two mountain, I will destroy all of them. Hey, tell me. One moment, finished. He said no. And he made dua for them. He didn't blame them. We know the famous dua. When you look at it, he blamed himself. He returned his weakness to Allah. This our teacher. What is the first message? Don't blame nobody. Don't blame society. Don't blame the people. Don't blame shaitan. Is no one verse in Quran give you the right to blame. Is no one hadith give you the right to blame. But only one body to blame. Who's that? Is me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the high example of Yunus alayhi salam. When Allah tell him to go to make this da'wah to Yanyui, a village or a town. And what he said, he used his mind. Today we use ourselves in mind. And he said, this people is no good. I tried to give them da'wah before it didn't work. And he didn't respect the command of Allah. What Allah did? We know the story about the whales. He go join fishermen. And at this time, they said, it was a sunnah. It was a habit and custom. If the fishermen go in a boat, and the boat all of a sudden start shaking, and the waves start going crazy, somebody is a sinner in the boat. And the captain said, let's make a referee. Let everybody have a sticks and see who will be the sinner in the boat. Yunus alayhi salam came. His stick came. The captain looked at him and said, no. He's a good man. Look at him. No, he cannot be. Let's try one more time. They try one more time. Same. Third time, the captain said, excuse me, you look so nice, but no, something you done. Boom! They throw him out of the sea. And the moment they throw him out of the sea come down. And a big whale came, swallow him, and go all the way down. We have a learning in here. Yunus alayhi salam, when he went to the belly of the whale, he then said, oh fish, why you do this to me? What is me? No. Yunus alayhi salam, he has adab. What he complained about? La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Me, I'm the oppressor. He didn't blame nobody. And even after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us, فَلَوْلَا إِن كَانَ مُلَمْنُ سَبِّحِينَ. And if he was not among the people of tasbih, he will still in the belly of the whale until the day of judgment. What it meaning? What save Yunus? Tasbih. Praising Allah. To be for Allah. Do we get it? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our utmost teacher and role model, he coming out of the Ta'if. He didn't blame nobody. اللهم إني أشكو إليك ضعف قوتي. He afraid of his weakness. What kind of weakness? He afraid he's weak. He afraid Allah is angry at him. And you can go to the translation of the dua. The whole thing is me. Me. Rasulullah did not complain about nobody. Please, my brother, really, I want to scream so hard. For years, we have a sickness. We complain about government. We complain about this. We complain about that. Wife complain about husband. Husband complain about wife. Everybody complain about somebody. And wallahi alladhi la ilaha illa huwa. You go to the grave, you cannot complain about nobody. You will be punished like you never believe it. Because Allah did not give you the right to complain about nobody except me. I am the criminal. Because the moment I have iman, look what Allah did. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam get beat up. He's in a very bad shape. No money, no support, nobody. Allah tell him, come, I show you, Muhammad, who am I? Come, let me show you now, who am I? Now Jibreel alayhi salam come in Mecca with the buraq, which is an animal between a donkey and a mule, or a mule and a horse. It put her feet where the vision reach. But by the way, this only what we know. What is the focus of the vision? We do not know. If you know physics, by this way, the third aspect is missing, is hidden. How focus of the eye? We do not know. I'm not here today to give you the detail of the Isra and Mi'raj. We hear it every year, every year. I have one message about Isra and Mi'raj. In that most difficult time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has, Allah tell him, come, ya Muhammad. Come, I show you who am I. Come, I show you my kingdom. I will show you Jibreel alayhi salam. I will show you Israfil. I will show you the seven heaven. I will show you my power. Do you think right now Rasulullah can complain? Do you know what I said, my brother? And if you heard me 20 years ago, I said the whole ummah need Isra and Mi'raj. You know what meaning Isra and Mi'raj for us? Go back to Allah. Make steps toward Allah. And unite your heart toward Allah. By this way, physical Isra toward Allah. And a physical Mi'raj of the heart toward Allah. What it meaning? We have to stop this, you know, weak, hollow, fake iman we have. Because if we have real iman, this is not the condition. You see? The wife complain about the husband. Husband complain. Everybody complaining. But wallahi alladhi la ilaha illa huwa. You go to Allah, Allah change condition. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will never change the condition of anybody unless they change what inside. Inside. Allah did not tell outside. Have a beard, big deal. Have a thawb, big deal. Have a tubi, big deal. Have a miswak, big deal. All this sunnah. But what about the heart? What about the real iman and yaqeen? What about have faith in Allah? How about the tawakkul on Allah? How about rahmah? How about caring for others? How about really doing da'wah? How about spending? How about generosity? We missing quality. Do you know what quality is? Quality is actually all this quality and manner is the outcoming of iman. You have iman, you have everything. For example, somebody said, oh brother, you need patience. Let me tell you what patience is. Patience is byproduct of what? Iman again. Why? When you look to the roots of patience, you cannot be patient in anything until you trust. Come with me, let's go. Let's go for a journey. You will never survive with me until you trust me. If you trust me, you continue. If you don't trust me, you cannot have patience. By the way, the more you trust, and the more you have humble and humility to whom you are with, you have patience. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلِ الْأَعْلَى. And to Allah, the high example. If you believe in Allah, if you really believe in Allah, you're patient, whatever condition. Patient with what? Patient with Allah, patient for Allah, patient toward Allah. It has nothing to do patient for my wife, patient. No. Like one of the women of Tabi' Tabi'in, she fall down. When she fall down, a big thorn, tuck, enter her feet. She scream and she start laughing. They ask her, how come you laughing in the middle of all this blood coming from you? She said, I think about the pain and I think about the rewarding. The rewarding make me forget the pain and I'm thanking Allah for His qadr. Do we understand that? Do we understand if we're complaining, we're not complaining about people, we're not complaining about condition, we're complaining about the owner of condition, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any moment you have complained, internal or external, you are a criminal. You are against Allah well. You have no iman. You have no contentment. You have no belief. And believe me, if you study just the topic of rida, contentment, you're scared. You're scared. Because if you're not having contentment, there's many ahadith about that and many ahadith qudsiyah about that. Which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O my servant, be content of my qadr. And if you're not content, get out of my kingdom. And look to another Lord than me. Get out! Meaning when you study the topic of contentment, if you're not content, if you have no rida, you are out of the rahmah of Allah. You're out of the mercy of Allah completely. And this is why you find some people, kalamati after kalamati, kalamati after. Why? Because you have this fight inside. You cannot calm down. This dunya is not belong to you and me. We are running in the qadr of Allah. Qadr of Allah will take place. Why Allah tell us to believe in His qadr? Why? Why He give us this knowledge? When you study the qadr of Allah, destiny, what it mean? Allah wants you to calm down, united with Him. I'm the owner of destiny. What it mean? Come to me. Don't complain. Come to me. Trust me. Belong to me. I was reciting in the second rak'ah a few verses from Surah Al-An'am 59. These verses, if you understand it, you go crazy. You surrender. You become a leaf. وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحَ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمَهَا إِلَّا هُ. He has the owner of unseen knowledge. He has the keys. What it meaning he has the keys? We always worry about the future. No. A mu'min do not worry about the future. You worry about the future, you're not a mu'min. You're not a mu'min. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Isra and Miraj is not worry. No, believe. And when his time gets rough, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. We have لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. No power and no strength without the will of Allah. And we have Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim is enough. La ilaha illa anta, Subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Wallahi alladhi la ilaha illa hu. You have a problem, surrender, you're done. Look at Surah Al-Isra, the chapter of Isra and Mi'raj. It starts with what? Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi. Subhanallah, if you understand Subhanallah and you said it right, you're done. Just once. Look at the ahadith about it. If you say Subhanallah with your heart, believe in it completely. Subhanallah do mi'raj. Subhanallah do mi'raj. It go up, 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 up until it reach the throne of Allah. And Allah tell it, what do you want? O the angel, O Jibreel, see what my servant want, I will give him what he want. But if Subhanallah reach, how Subhanallah can reach? Subhanallah meaning what? The one pure from any fault or minus. How I can say Subhanallah and complain about my wife? How I can say Subhanallah complain about my job? How I can say Subhanallah complain about anybody? Meaning I do not believe in Allah. Meaning I do not believe in Subhanallah. It will not work. By this way, to say Subhanallah and be elevated, I have to believe completely. We are in the kingdom of Allah. Allah is the king. قل اللهم مالك الملك. The two verses from Surah Al-Imran is enough. But not to say it. You see? Forgive me. Pakistani and Indian, and Arabic people worry about the sound. This is wrong and this wrong. We need the meaning. We need the message. We need to say it with conviction, with iman and yaqeen, with complete certainty of faith. This is what Allah wants. Not me. This is what Allah wants. By this way, today, if you ask me, the whole ummah need going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Isra' al-Mi'raj. We need to discover and get the essence. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi, he went for a vacation. This ilahi vacation. This belonged to him. This personal. This for him. And he came to us with knowledge. The knowledge about Allah. Salah. He came to us with some knowledge about Jannah and Jahannam. About warning about different bad deeds. When he said, I saw my ummah, the majority of my ummah, they what? They punish in the grave. And laysat min kabira. They not punishing in the grave from a major sin. No, no, no. From two things. Not cleansing themselves in the time of urination and backbiting. Bag tongue. You touch her in the grave. My sister in Islam and my brother in Islam, if you're busy doing what Allah wants from you, you have no time to talk about other. You have no time. If you have time to talk about other, meaning you're empty. But if you're busy having a goal, this is not our condition. By the way, what is our goal? What is your goal? How you can be achiever if you have no goal? You have to have a goal. And this is why a few weeks ago I was talking to people about Surah Al-Ikhlas, the chapter of Ikhlas. But the chapter of Ikhlas did not contain about Ikhlas, sincerity. It's not really talk about sincerity. What the chapter talk about? Allah. And not only that, two only names. You see, you have to understand when Allah chooses, He have a wisdom, He's Hakim, He's the most wise. Why Allah choose in a very small chapter two names only? Ahad, Samad. Because Ahad, it deny anybody else. It's not Wahid. No, no. Ahad. The only one. The only one. Applied in every topic. What it mean? Deny everything. What about Samad? Samad, the containing of all the quality of Allah. Give me an issue you can complain about somebody. You cannot. Give me an issue you worry about it. You cannot. By this way, the mu'min cannot fear too much, cannot worry too much, cannot be happy too much. Much does not exist. Because a mu'min, whatever condition, he return it to Allah. You have money, you have status, you give it for sabilillah. Finished. You have a hardship, calamity, you know Allah testing you. Allah cleansing you. Allah love you. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, he divorced one of his wife. And when they ask him, why you divorce her, Abu Darda? He said, she doesn't get sick. I'm afraid something is wrong with her. I heard Rasulullah SAW, he said, the mu'min always have a ibtila, always have musibah, always have a problem. But today what's the problem with us? We want rest. We want Hilton Hotel of Dunya. We want dunya to be nice, no problem. It will never happen. Can you be 16 the rest of your life? It will never be. Can you be healthy the rest of your life? You will never be. Can you be strong the rest of your life? You cannot be. Can you live all your life? You cannot be. Nothing is staying forever. Nothing. Can you be rich? Can everything is fine? Is no such fine. Fine only belong to a mu'min. عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. I'm surprised of the mu'min affair and not except to the mu'min. If you have a calamity, this Rasulullah some hadith of the meaning of, if you have a calamity, he be patient and thanks is good for him. And if Allah give him goodness, He thank Allah and be content. It's good for him. And only for the mu'min. By the way, the mu'min has no problem. Where the problem does not exist. Whatever going on is a trial from Allah and He loves you. The early people, when they feel is no trial, they feel something is wrong with me. Something wrong with my iman. Today is the opposite. If everything do not go fine, we start crying and screaming. And once it's fine, we stop everything. The opposite. Harun al-Rashid, rahmatullah alayh, he go one night before he go to Hajj. And he said to his deputy, take me to somebody, talk to him about iman, to prepare myself. He go to one scholar, after 1 hour, he give him some charity, and he came out, he said, no. He talked too much, but nothing entered my heart. Take me to somebody else. He took him to another scholar. He talked for 1 hour, he gave him some charity, and he left. Finally, he go to Al-Fudayl ibn Ayyad, one of the tabi'in. And he heard him reciting the Quran. He said, open for Amir al-Mu'mineen. Open for the Khalifa. He didn't answer. He completed Quran. They warning him. He continued reciting. Finally, he opened. And he ran inside. And he shut off the candle. And he tried to hide. Why? He didn't want people. You see, when you are a mu'min, you don't care about all this. Khalifa, he went and catch him in the dark. And he catches him. Come here. I want to talk to you. Right away, listen now to the mu'min. He said, oh Khalifa, your hand is so soft. I wish this hand will be safe from Jahannam. And Harun al-Rashid started crying. After that, he tell him, oh Khalifa, you're very happy of your Khilafah and the people before you, very pious more than you. The day they became Khalifa, they said, Allah give me calamity, and you consider it a gift. He said, increase, meaning wisdom. He increased his wisdom. After that, he said, do you have a debt to somebody? I pay it for you. He said, yes. He said, who's that? He said, the Lord of me and you. I have a lot of debts to him. I cannot pay it. He said, you know, I cannot fulfill that. Tell me somebody else. He said, I do not need you. He gave him some money. He threw it to him and said, you need it more than me. Go. After he left, his wife, like our wife, excuse me, what are you doing? We have a debt. Why you didn't take the money from Amir al-Mu'mineen? The Khalifa heard it. He go and throw a big sack of golden dinar inside. And again, Al-Fudayl, he took the cassock and he threw it away outside. He didn't listen to the wife. Forgive me. We sometimes listen to the wife in respect, but in goodness. But what's the message? Look at what he tell him before Hajj. He said, this hand, I like the softness of your hand, but only if it's safe from Jahannam. Do we understand? What is all Islam all about? What is Quran all about? What is the message all about? Work for Akhirah. Today we can, tomorrow we cannot. What is Rajab, Sha'ban and Ramadan? Is it advertising for Akhirah? When you make adhan and you say Hayya ala Salah, Hayya ala Falah, what you say? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah al-Aliyy al-Azim. Why? Because even you cannot achieve any goodness without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will. I give you a simple example. When you eat, when you finish eating, what is the biggest dua, the most powerful dua after eating? Anybody remember? What is the most powerful dua you can say after eating, the most beneficial to you? Okay. He said half of it. Alhamdulillah, alladhi at'amani hadha wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawlan minni wala quwwa. Alhamdulillah, thank Allah, the one who provide this meal to me without no power and no strength of me. When you say that, what will happen? غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. Allah forgives all the previous sins. How many of us remember the dua after meal? How? Imagine, Allah will forgive all your sins and you forget in one sentence. Why we forget our goodness? Because the iman is weak and the companion is no good and the message is not intact and we are accumulating knowledge without implementing. What is the dua of the market? What is the dua of the mall? Anybody remember? The dua of the mall. You go to any market. What is the dua to enter the market? Okay, almost right. La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulk, wa lahul hamd, yuhyi wa yumeet, wa huwa hayyun la yamut, biyadihi al-khayr, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. You get 100,000 reward. Why? Because nobody will say it. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. How many of us do it day and night to get the closeness to Allah and the tie? How? Imagine you're going to the journey and you have no vitamins. How? How you get strength? Companion we do not have. Understanding of the message we do not have. Following the messages and the basic even we do not have. You remember the story of Umar ibn Khattab, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, when he was hungry and they go meet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam go to one of the companion, they feed him, and after they feed him, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Umar, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. You will be questioned about this ni'mah of Allah, this fancy meal, ya Umar. Umar, fall down. I went all my life looking. What happened to this story? And I find something so beautiful. When Rasulullah some wake up Umar, he said, ya Umar, say, أَلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ أَلَّذِي تَفَضَّلَ وَأَنْعَمْ تَكْفِيكَ يَا Umar. Say, ya Umar, alhamdulillah, the one who most generous and the one who give me all this bounty, it will be sufficient for you in the day of judgment. What it mean, people? It mean Allah want me to thank Him, thank Him, thank Him, thank Him. Can I thank Him and be upset? You see, read Surah Al-Fatiha, Ummul Kitab, the mother of the book. We recite Surah Al-Fatiha. Allah make the obligation. You cannot make any salah, fard, nafl, sunnah, without reciting Surah Al-Fatiha. How many of us say it with our heart? By the way, what is my message? If you recite Surah Qul Huwallahu Ahad with your heart, is this a condition? Is this a condition? A man, a group of people went to Rasulullah some complaining. Ya Rasulullah, so and so. Every time he pray, Qul Huwallahu Ahad. He bring him. Why are you reciting Qul Huwallahu Ahad day and night? He said, I love Allah and I love to call Allah with His names, Ahad and Samad. Jibreel alayhi salam came and tell him Allah love him for what he's doing. But it's not because it's short. Look at the intention. No. Qul Huwallahu Ahad. And can I say it and after that I worry? Can I say it and I have a problem? What about Surah Al-Fatiha? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you read the hadith, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُسِّمَتْ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ عَبْدِي. This Surah Al-Fatiha is divided between me and my slave. He praising me, and I tell him, go my abdi. Say what you want, I will accept. I'm trying to be fast, because I have a lot of messages for you. It's very simple. If you recite Surah Al-Fatiha correctly, this is not the condition of the ummah. This is not the condition of us. If you recite قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, this is not our condition. If you understand what meaning قُلْ لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ is power. If you understand subhanallah وَبَحَمْدِهِ subhanallah الْعَظِيمِ is power. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ is power. Look how much power you have. But what happened if you not use it? You have no power.
Can I look at you and you're not content? Can I look at you and you have no smile? Why? What's the problem? You have no problem. Whatever, what calamity, I have no problem. Because a mu'min has no problem. A mu'min has no problem. Because if you're complaining, you're not complaining about wife or husband. You're not complaining about the job. You're not complaining about the country. You're not complaining about somebody. You're complaining about the qadr and the owner of the qadr. Because if you want to change, Allah tell you. What about every Jum'ah? When we start the Jum'ah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ. Oh you people, believe in Allah and say a good word. Allah will fix your affair. Allah will take care about your affair. By this way, who will take care about my affair? Allah. By this way, what is the message? I get closer to Allah, Allah change condition. If you study Islam, you change condition inside, Allah change condition outside. We fighting with the will of Allah. We said, Allah, I want change outside. Allah tell me, inside. I want change outside. Change inside. Do you know what it means at this time? You are a mushrik. You are associated with Allah. Allah give us already. Change inside, I change outside. Don't ever complain about outside. Please, brother, for you and your family, is a small cartoon was in the market almost 20 years ago called The Boy and the King, which is a story about Ashab al-Ukhdud. If you watch it correctly, it's a cartoon. You cry. You cry about the sunnah of Allah. When this pious man, he left the king and lived alone in a jungle. And years go by. Years! It might be 10, 20 years later. A boy, Allah make him find the old man. A boy. And the boy has two roads. One road to go to the magician to study sihr, magic. And the another road to go meet the pious man to hear from him wisdom. Now Allah opened for him the road of guidance and the road of dunya. You see? You see Allah challenge the road of guidance and the road of dunya. And after that, what are you going to do? Are you going to sacrifice status and money for guidance, or are you going to compromise and drop the guidance for some money and status? This is what we did. And after that, we're blaming, we're complaining. And later on, when he become really a mu'min, what the old man tell him? He said, I saw you reach a certain level of iman. Be carefully. Very soon you will be trialed. Meaning what? When we reach certain level of iman, we'll be trialed. What happened if my iman is not growing? No trial. And I'm happy. But if I'm a mu'min, I should not be happy. I should be sad. Something wrong with my iman. Something wrong with my iman. My brother and sister in Islam, today my message, the ummah is drowning in sha'air. What is sha'air? The ritual. How many people go to umrah? Go to Hajj and come back. Nothing. Taraweeh after Taraweeh. Nothing. No change. Ramadan. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala captured all shayateen. How come I do not fix my habits? How come Ramadan do not fix me? Imagine you go to a hospital for 1 month rehab and intensive care. You're coming back with the same disease. Do you go back to the same hospital? And the same doctor and same medication? Or something wrong? Something really wrong. If I go to Ramadan, and really Ramadan, wallahi people, you're coming out of Ramadan with some gift. And the ultimate gift, it trim your bad habit. Now you become a mu'min with good habit. I got shocked. We make Taraweeh, and after Taraweeh immediately, we go crazy. What is that? Meaning something wrong in our ritual. Something wrong in our intention. Is 16 or 18? I don't remember. Is 17? We worry about the number. We worry about numbers. Some people go for a fast number. Some people go for a good reciter to have a good voice. Is anybody going for the message? Is anybody going to really recap the message, which is the essence of Taraweeh? My dear brother in Islam, I believe we're too far from the essence of a mu'min. We're too far from the essence of a Muslim. Too far. Too far. Imagine 2-3 million people make Taraweeh and after that go bushing each other, go to gold store, go to market. What happened to the Taraweeh? What happened to the 15-20 minute dua? Is all gone? Just like that? And I go back? What it mean? You tell me I'm meeting with Allah for 1 hour and after 1 hour I go back to my lunatic? How? Wallahi people, wallahi, in Ramadan, you need one moment. One moment. If in the whole Ramadan you gain one moment accepted between you and Allah, you're lucky. Sometime I wish to go to Mecca and Medina in Ramadan, not because of the last 10 days. No. No. I want to go grab a moment. This is my bank account. I am missing the environment. Not the environment of Salah, no. Because Mecca and Medina has certain environment, certain blessing. But if I'm living the message, today we can, tomorrow we cannot. Today you are alive, tomorrow you're dead. Today you have a chance, tomorrow you don't. Don't play game with your soul. Don't play game with whatever left over. If you're busy living the message, you have no time for other. Husband or wife or kid, you have no time. And at this time, Allah will give you the power and the strength to change condition by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only when we have iman and yaqeen, when we have complete reliance on Allah, when we trust in Allah, and this is what we need as an ummah today. We need that. And we need to check our manner, my brother. Very soon, Ramadan is coming. Please, my brother and sister in Islam, be careful about your manner. Get a small diet. Don't have all this meal with a lot of fried and stuff and spending a lot of time in the kitchen. If we really care about Ramadan, we do very little. Something simple. And please check yourself. What you gain from Ramadan? What you gain from Taraweeh? And if you have money and you really want to go to Umrah, no problem. Umrah in Ramadan is Hajjah with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a lot of good deed. A lot can be done. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in you and all this locality and all the locality of the mu'min and muslimin and all over. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite your heart together to love each other for Allah, to have ikhlas and sadq toward each other, to enable to elevate this place with a good deed insha'Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in our family and your family and all the family of a Muslim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cure our disease. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the blessing of death and after death. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفي بعد الموت اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفي بعد الموت اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفي بعد الموت اللهم ارزقنا حسن الخاتمة بلا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حقا وصدقا ويقينا ودعوة وتبليغا وأنت راض عنا وتقبل منا اللهم يا بر يا رحيم يا حنان يا منان يا أكرم الأكرمين يا علي يا عظيم باسمك الأعظم ورضوانك الأكبر وسلطانك القديم وعرشك العظيم الكريم وبيتك العتيق وبأسمائك الحسنى التي نعلمها ولا نعلمها وباسمك الأعظم الأحب إليك الذي إذا دعيت به استجبت اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم اللهم عاملنا بما أنت أهله ولا تعاملنا بما نحن أهله فأنت أهل الجود والكرم والإحسان يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين أعزنا بالإسلام وأعز الإسلام بنا وأعز الإسلام والمسلمين وعلي بحقي كلمة الحق والدين وانصرنا على أنفسنا وانصرنا على شياطيننا وانصرنا على من بغى علينا واجعلنا بك وإليك يا رب العالمين لبيك 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 وسعديك والخير في يديك بك ومنك وإليك لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد ما شاء الله كان وما لم يشأ لم يكن ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم تقبل دعاءنا هذا لنا ولكل من سألون الدعاء ولكل من لهم حق علينا من الأحياء والأموال، واجعلنا مفاتيحا للخير مغاليقا للشر، واجعل الخير على أيدينا. اللهم تقبل، اللهم تقبل، اللهم تقبل، اللهم دع البركة والنور والقبول فيما نفعل وفيما نقول، واجعلنا من الصادقين، واجعلنا من المخلصين، واجعلنا من المخلصين، واجعلنا من أوليائك الصالحين ومن جندك المنصورين. وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Forgive me if I take too much time. This is just a glimpse of a message. A glimpse of a message. And the lucky one today, he do ghanima. What is ghanima? To grab whatever you can. Today you can, tomorrow you cannot.